Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's time for second date update on the Wake Up Call, and Logan is on this morning. Good morning, Logan.
Morning. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Logan and Whitney met on Bumble, had plans to meet for drinks. Logan, you said that you guys had an awesome time, but the next day, Whitney texted you and said that she had a nice time but didn't think you were a match. Did she explain why?
No. You know, and I texted her back, asked, but she never even responded to it.
So she went out of her way to contact you to tell you that you guys weren't a good match.
Yeah, and I honestly had no idea. It went so well, too. I just want to find out, like, why? What happened?
I mean, at least she didn't ghost you, I guess, and just kind of leave you hanging.
To have it looming on her mind so much that she's like, I can't even wait to hear from him. I have to tell him right now.
Oh.
It ain't going to happen.
And it went great.
Like,
it
couldn't have gone great.
Like, I just want to know. I want to know what, there has to be something, though.
Okay, Logan, hang on the line. Whitney's on hold. We're going to talk to her, and we're going to see if we can find out what went wrong, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on the line. Hi, is this Whitney?
Hi.
Hey, Whitney. Yeah. It's a Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment called Second Date Update. I don't know if our producers briefed you, but this is a segment we want to ask a couple of questions about a date that you went on with Logan. What can you tell us about your date with Logan?
We just weren't a good match.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah,
right.
That's what he
okay.
said.
Let's find out why.
Well, we had originally scheduled a date, but just before the date, Logan canceled, and I gave him another chance, and we, you know, agreed to go on another date, on a different day and time, but I found out the reason he canceled the first time is because he was so upset the Dodgers made it to the World Series again, and he wasn't happy.
Wait, what?
That's why he canceled the date?
Oh my God! Yeah. And he admitted that to you?
Yes. Wow. On the date, yeah.
Wow!
Okay.
What did
Wait a minute.
Shut up over there. Hold on a
minute. Wait a minute.
What did you say in response to that?
I didn't really have much to say. He wasn't overly apologetic. It was just like kind of an acceptance. Like that was a norm.
Okay.
And I had not much response. So just got quiet for a moment and we moved on to talking about something else.
Okay. Get Logan.
Okay.
Get Logan. Get your best friend, Rain.
Logan, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Logan, first of all, A, Dodgers suck. We all know that.
Okay, here we go.
But B, like, did you really have to cancel a date because you were so upset the Dodgers made it to the World Series? Really?
Out of respect, because I really wanted to be in a good headspace for our first date. I didn't want to, have anything come across, like, how I was up. Like, you know, it does affect me. And, like, I was just being upfront about it, and I really did not want to ruin a first date because I care so much about this one thing, yes.
Well, that's much better than I thought. Like, I was worried that you had to cancel it because you didn't trust yourself. Who knows how you'd react?
Oh, like you'd Hulk out or something?
Right,
in the middle
smash
of the dinner?
A wine glass on a waitress's head or something, God forbid.
I just needed a little bit of time, and it was, like, right then when so, I don't know. I was really thinking about not ruining the date.
Totally, yeah, because you can't. I got to say, you know, this makes you sound very fragile. This makes it sound like maybe you... Well, first of all, it sounds like you're far too invested in baseball.
That's true.
I'm going to guess that you're a Giants fan.
I am.
Okay. And that's fine. We get it. We bleed black and orange here. I get it. To let it ruin your day so much.
Rain, has it ruined your days?
I mean, you're still standing.
Yeah, thank you. All right, let me ask Whitney a question here. Now, Whitney, you obviously see where the passion is coming from with Logan. Is that worth having another date?
No, I don't want to be with someone who can get so easily flustered by something as dumb as baseball.
There you go. Like,
wow.
I agree with that.
Logan told me he couldn't even go to work the next day.
Oh, my gosh.
Logan.
I think, okay,
it's the only team, I get it, I know, it's the only team that would make you react this way, I get it.
Yeah, it's the only one, and that passion, that carries over.
To other parts of your life.
It does.
Sure, I don't know that that's a good thing.
Right.
It is.
It is,
it
okay.
Is a good thing.
Okay, all right.
You know what, I love that answer.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay.
All right, Logan, it doesn't sound like there's going to be another date, but I'm sure that you can find an equally as passionate female Giants fan here that will...
Rain, you haven't been able to.
I know. All right, second date update on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.